Now let's go.
Hello, today I'm going to interview Andy, who's from Miami, one of the most interesting travel destinations in the world. Hi Andy.
Hey T.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, you know, just working my, you know, just doing, studying at my school every day, yeah.
That's good there. Well Andy, if you mind, if I'm gonna ask you some of the questions about friendships.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when did you come to Japan?
I came to Japan when I was like 12 years old or something, yeah.
Did you have lots of friends by that time?
Nah, first, you know, I had a really hard time trying to make friends because I'm half American, half Japanese. I got like discrimination and things. People threw rocks at me, you know, it's like, you know, reality in Japan, you know. Like, yeah, so I really had a hard time making friends first, yeah.
And what about now?
Now I've got a lot of friends, you know, I changed my mind, you know. I just tried to make more friends, you know, yeah.
Oh, friends is good, right?
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, between friends, there's a word called friendship. What is that word means to you?
Well, I think friendship, you know, it's a really hard question, but I think it's like a trust, you know, trust between one another. So if you trust this guy, he's your friend. Yeah, if he trusts you, then there's like a friendship between you and this guy. Yeah, that's what I think.
It's all about trust. Yeah. I see. Andy, well, you know friendships, like, there are lots of kind of friendship, you know, like, for, like, this kind of relation.
Yeah.
Like, what if, like, you have a really good friend and he got in a bad condition?
Yeah.
Like, from that point, how can you do for him that? Can you die for him?
Well, as I said before, friendship is like a trust. So it's like in Miami, I used to be in like this gang kind of thing. And if you have to, you have to trust your friends. So you have to protect your friends and your friends will protect you. So it's like, you know, if you trust someone, I think you can like really, you know, put your life into it. And, you know, you can even die to help him out, you know. It's like you don't really die, but you try hard. Like you try, almost you die. Like you try that much hard to help your friend out, and that's like begins from a trust. So I think, yeah, I can die for a friend.
So you can die for friends. Well, can you tell me like some of the experience like that you help your friends or you get help from your friends in your life?
Yeah, I have one example. Well, it's not like it's not about gang, but when I went to snowboarding in Japan, I almost died from, you know, I went to like a higher level class when I was snowboarding and I almost dropped off, you know, went down the cliff. But my friend, you know, he really helped me out, you know. I was like really dying because, you know, I fell down the cliff and I couldn't even move. My friends, you know, looked for me like, I don't know, 5 hours or something, and they really, you know, carried me to the hospital. So yeah, that's a really like, you know, risking your life. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good experience. Well, Andy, thank you for the interview. You have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day to you too. Thanks. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.